brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back, and I have to address that last caller because, again, he's calling in every time that I do the show, every time I'm sitting in with Alex, and he just created a straw man argument out of nowhere. He claims that we said that Todd Beamer didn't die. Never in any of our movies did we say that Todd Beamer didn't die. If you look at Loose Change Second Edition and Loose Change Final Cut, you'll see that there is ample evidence that no plane crashed in an open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Okay, there would have been engines, there would have been fuselage, there would have been body parts. Okay, we went and interviewed the mayor of Indian Lake, and the only reason he thought that a plane had crashed there is because that's what the FBI told him. He didn't see any plane parts, neither did Ernie Stoll of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So if you're going to come on the show and you're going to make some kind of outlandish claim that we said that Todd Beamer's not dead, which we didn't do, you better back it up. And this guy calls in, and he's just a smarmy know-it-all. You know, William, what's your take on people like that?
I like to talk to people like that personally.
So do I.
I don't want everyone to agree with what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm a debater. I like to get on and talk about the issues. But this issue of you know, these types of documentaries not being a part of the truth movement because they don't present the right kind of evidence. There is no right kind of evidence or wrong kind of evidence. There has been no judge that has looked at this evidence. There's been no trial, no jury. No, you know, the system that you would expect to be in place to examine the evidence for a trial, it hadn't happened. So until that point in time when it does happen, we have to treat all evidence equally. And this guy, what this guy is saying is that, and I've heard people out there say this before, you know, you can't talk about the flash. You can't talk about the pod.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk about, you know, things of that nature. Maybe lasers that were pointed at the building and stuff like that. I mean, in my personal opinion right now is that the video and photographic evidence is some of the most damning evidence that we have against the government, and it should be used, and it should be seen by people to let them make up their own mind.
No, I agree with you there. And you know, one of my big things is when people bring up quote unquote Flight 175, I say, look, you know, we have five different angles of this plane hitting the building. The flash is obviously there. I'm not saying one way or another what it is or what's causing it, but if you look at the underside of that plane, it's a gray underside. Okay, with two gray engines. Now, the United plane that struck the building is supposed to have a blue underside and two blue engines. I fly United. I've seen the plane they claimed, you know, hit the building, and it doesn't have that in, I think, six or seven of the videos that clearly show the underside. The only markings I can ever see on that plane is possibly the United logo on the tail, but it still doesn't explain why a gray plane hit that building. So, you know, I'm one of those guys that always takes that into consideration. I don't like to smear other people because they cover, you know, certain, you know, aspects of 9/11 truth. What really gets me are the people that are really just out there to provocateur the situation, the people that try to say no planes hit the buildings or space beams took down the towers or that reptilian Jews who drink blood run everything. You know, those I mean, and I know you come across those people because I come across those people, you know.
Yeah. Everything's worth discussing, I suppose. But, you know, it's like you pointed out, you know, these are straw man arguments. A lot of times people don't even have all their facts together when they call you up to talk about these things. So,
absolutely. All right, let's try to take one more caller before you go, William. Let's take Stanley in Texas. Stanley, are you with us?
Hi, yeah, I had a question off of a Google video I saw called 9/11 Deniers Speak Out.
Sure.
Since Mr. Lewis doesn't mind debating people, I was wondering why you hang up with me instead of talking about these things like Flight 93.
I'll talk to you
seven.
All day, dude. I mean, again, I have
no,
a guest
on.
I didn't hang up on you. I didn't hang up on you. You obviously called in on two separate phones, and the board op after the break got on took you off. I didn't hang up on you, man. And so go ahead. Let's hear your point.
Tell me what happened to Flight 93. I want to know why you think that Todd Beamer didn't want to talk to his wife. I guess it wasn't that important, quote-unquote.
Hold on. Again, that's not me. All we know is that Todd Beamer talked to a AT&T operator. She offered to patch him through to his wife, and he didn't want to talk to her. So you tell me. I'm not saying anything else. I'm saying she talked to an AT&T operator. All right, it's the break. William Lewis, I thank you so much. Washington, You're Fired is the movie. You can get it over at Infowars.com. We hope you join us real soon. And I'm going to have to go to my next guest, man.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Police Department!
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced. Gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back once again. We are switching gears to Irene Spencer, the best-selling author of Shattered Dreams. And we're going to be discussing the Texas sect, the polygamous sect that was recently raided, and get her story. But we're going to be taking phone calls in the last half an hour of the show. And I'd just like to invite that caller to call in, and I'll give you the last 20 minutes or so to discuss whatever you want, buddy. So that being said, let's get to Irene Spencer. Irene, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Well, why don't you just, you know, I'm reading over your bio here, but why don't you just basically tell your story for the audience?
Well, I was born in Salt Lake City in 1937, and at the time that I was born, I was the 13th of my father's 31 children, and he had four wives living in the same house at the time. So here you're lost in the shuffle of all these little children. And I grew up all my life in polygamy. We more or less hid under the radar, trying to not let people know who we were, and we had to lie about who our father was. In 1944, Utah raided the polygamists, and my dad, along with some other men, spent over 2 years in Utah State Prison for polygamy. Mm-hmm. So when I saw all these women and children being bussed, and taken out, it just was deja vu to me, because in 1953, they, Governor Pyle raided Short Creek, Arizona, which is now known as Colorado City. Mm-hmm. That's the FALDS. And they bussed some of my family and sister-in-laws and cousins and people, bussed them off and tried to relocate them. But people have to understand there's between 50 and 80,000 or more polygamists in the western United States, Canada, and Mexico. and it is very well and alive today.
Mm-hmm. Now, when that happened, when the raid happened to you when you were just a child, did they go through due process? In other words, did they serve warrants, or what was the situation like?
Well, I was too young. I'm sure they did. They served warrants and came. They got them all for illegal cohabitation,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the men had very young wives, and so it became the norm for people not to even register their children. And I myself had a different man's name on my birth certificate so that they would not know who my father was. And that's what's happened in this FALDS group in Texas. They, too, that's what helped convict them when they saw girls as 15 years old that were, and on the fathers, they were 65 years old. So rather than incriminate them, they have done away with having birth certificates.
Absolutely. And I would say that, you know, just from reading this, it feels like, you know, these polygamous sects use a sort of mind control to keep you there. Yeah, go ahead.
It absolutely is mind control. I am from five generations of polygamy, and my grandmother was a second wife, my mother was a second wife, and neither of them ever spoke out against anything, so of course I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 16, I followed in my mother's footsteps, and I, too, married my sister's husband, as my mother had done. And in polygamy, they marry sisters and cousins and your best friends so that they can take you to heaven, because that's what keeps people there, the brainwashing. They're told that the man will become a god. He will have his own world, and he will take all these wives and these children with him. And they make a promise to the women that they'll have a baby every year, that they won't let a year go by without having one. And the average polygamist woman has a dozen children. I know many, many of them that have 18, 19, 21, and 22 children. And I say that the women are just the breeding stock that keep these movements expanding and alive. And the FALDS one in Texas and Arizona, they actually marry the girls off. They place them. They cannot court anybody. They marry who the prophet says for them to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nieces and nephews in there. One niece of mine was married to a man older than her own father when she was 17. And I've had nephews that have been run out of there, one for not cutting his hair.
Mm-hmm.
But they run the boys out. There's been a documented over 400 of them by a fellow in Salt Lake named Dan Fisher, and he's trying to find homes and education for these young boys. But I know because they're my nieces and nephews.
Well, I would say that, you know, obviously, myself and my listeners absolutely agree with you that, you know, these are far from ideal situations for any youth to be put into. But what really troubles me about this this Texas sect raid is that they did not use due process. Now, you know, if this stuff is going on, which it certainly does seem to be, why do you think it is that they don't go through the court system? They don't serve a warrant? Do you think it's because these people would be able to get away, or why is it that they just go in and take them?
I personally do not know why the government has done it, but it actually frightens me, because I think that later on people can come in and do anything with your families and anything. You have to have due process. And they say the telephone call wasn't even made by someone from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is child abuse, then it needs to be taken care of. But I am against them coming in and taking the children away, and I'll tell you why. All of us, including me, for years, were taught that the outside world was wicked. They were out to get us, to kill us, that Satan was going to destroy us. And when you take these little children that have been taught that all their life and put them in these foster homes, I think they are terrified. And I still have the pain and the memories of me when I was a child, of having that fear of being torn away. And that these mothers are good mothers. They love their children, and I myself had 13 of my husband's 58 children. My husband had 10 wives at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't imagine having my children torn from me. And what you guys need to realize is those children are the only thing these women have. They have been given to a man, whether they want to marry him or not, because they feel it's God's will. And their children are all they have, and I think it's wrong. The main thing that frightens me is in my own case, I have had 9 nieces and nephews, and one first cousin that committed suicide. And I am afraid that that's going to be very prevalent in this group before very long, because they're going to figure that they have gone to hell.
Well, I'm glad that we're on the same page there. What would you like to see happen to the wives and the children?
I think what needs to be done is that they need to have some input, get some good psychologists and people that can talk to them and make them realize that there is another way. I was born, and I can only say, because I've been there and done that, but you're told that you either live polygamy or you go straight to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So they make this sacrifice and do it. And one thing that people don't realize is that Brigham Young said that when the saints ceased to be persecuted, that you would know that they were no longer following the rules of God. And so these people, when they're being persecuted like this, it just makes them all the more determined to carry on and do what they're doing, because they're saying to themselves, this verifies that we're God's children, you know.
Yeah, it reinforces their beliefs that they've been taught.
Absolutely. But the main thing, even with my own children, when my husband had 58 kids and all these wives, my kids went out when they were 15 years old, just like every other polygamist in these various splinter groups. And they go out and work in, as contractors, building homes and all this. And they give their money to their fathers so they can marry younger and more wives. And they lose their childhoods. And the same way with the girls. The girls, from the time they're 5-year-olds, they're tending babies, changing diapers, just trying to help their mothers cope, and baking bread and washing and doing it. And they lose their childhood. And then when they're so young, they marry them off. But I myself didn't even have a driver's license until I was 40 years old.
Wow.
And even today, I want you to know how deep the brainwashing goes. I have been out of this life for 24 years, but I still, every once in a while, even when they pick these people up in Texas, I kind of got a panic attack one morning thinking the old records in my tapes in my mind saying, Irene, you're betraying the brethren. You know, these guys will probably go to jail. You're going to be held accountable. You know, and the old tapes go through my mind. So I want to tell you, you can get out of it, but the brainwashing never gets out of you completely.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just really, really concerned, that they're not following due process, and that they will use this to go after, quote-unquote, normal families. Obviously, if there's abuse going on, it needs to be dealt with. But as you said, you know, these moms are probably good mothers that love their children, and it looks like there's no way around the fact that they're going to be separated permanently, that these kids are going to be put into foster homes and just grow up with another family.
Well, I've heard some pretty bad stories about foster care, too, and children that are abused, so they're not going to really get out of it. But I do feel like that they should stay with their mothers. It's the only thing they have, and they are good people. But I do feel that they need to have some kind of, a wake-up call for these people, knowing that they're not going to go to hell, you know, unless they live this. And it's really sad, because many of these men have 30, 40, 50 wives and hundreds of children, And it's just growing and growing. And they haven't done anything in the last 150 years with all their raids and putting men in prison. The thing has just expanded and grown bigger every day. But if we're going to allow this to happen in America, we could have another Hitler on our hands. I mean, you know, coming in and doing what they did. And I'm fearful of the government overstepping their bounds.
Absolutely. I mean, look what they did at Waco. You know, supposedly they were there to help the women and children, and then they killed all those women and children. I mean, Waco rules of engagement exposed that. So how are you helping, you know, these kids inside when you're firing upon them and you eventually run a tank into the building and set fire to it?
Absolutely. You know? I was so much against that. I tell you, I shed bitter tears to think that the government would do something like that to all these innocent people. They say that they were trying to help, and I don't want another thing like that to happen here. But, like I say, these people have been so indoctrinated, and I just hope that they don't turn to suicide or figure that they're out there with the devil's people, and all of them are dressed the way they dress. If they go into foster homes and they take their clothes and make them dress other ways, they'll just know that they've gone to hell for sure, and it's a very frightening thing for them.
Absolutely. Irene, we're going to have you on in the next segment as well, and I want to get more into, you know, how these things still exist, and, you know, how can we go about it legally to go after the abuses? I mean, what do we do? It's the Alex Jones Show, and we will be back after this, PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show. Let's not forget, Alex is going to be screening his new film, The 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, over at the Alamo Draft House in Austin, Texas. on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Remember, folks, the film won't be available till late June, early July, so if you want to get a sneak peek at it, you're going to have to go to the Alamo Draft House to see that. We're with Irene Spencer, the author of Shattered Dreams, and a woman who actually escaped one of these polygamous camps way back in the day and has been railing against it ever since. I mean, a mother of many, part of this thing. Well, what was it that that got you just to get away? I read that it was eventually the death of your husband, but when did you start rethinking the entire thing?
Well, I started rethinking it quite a while before when I saw my nieces and nephews and people commit suicide and people have nervous breakdowns and all the thing that happened. I knew that something was not right. And I'm happy to say that since I have written Shattered Dreams, I've had polygamist women and men that have come out of the woodwork and emailed me and said, Irene, especially the women, they say, you said everything that I always wanted to say and never felt that I could. And I've actually had polygamist wives that have left their husband, and I've had men that have lived polygamy that have borne their hearts, you know, just tell me what a hard life it was and one thing another. But anyway, I feel that it's just getting the knowledge out there and letting people know that there is life after polygamy.
Mm-hmm. And earlier you mentioned, you know, that how you were against Waco and you were worried, you know, without due process, we might have, you know, another Hitler-type situation where they just use that excuse to come into your home and take your family no matter what. What are your opinions of the current administration?
Well, I don't know so much about administration, except, I mean, I'm not into politics and government so much, but I just know that any time that any government oversteps their bounds, and like I say, I have been worried because of what happened to Waco and other situations, and I think that these people, no matter what, need to have their rights respected, and if they are guilty, you know, I can see somebody going into another town. I mean, it wouldn't happen in another town because one girl calls and says something. They go into a whole town and raid the whole town and pull people out. I mean, it's kind of far-fetched, you know?
Yeah, it seems more than extreme, and I've seen these women on Larry King Live and other programs. And, yeah, you know, obviously they have a line of talking points, what they feel like they can and cannot say, but they also genuinely seem to want their children back and are saying, look, there aren't abuses going on. If there are abuses going on, let's handle it in a legal manner, you know, serve us with papers, you know, give us a chance to see our children again. And, you know, basically they were put on a bus and their children were put on a separate bus and they were told that, you know, they were going to be able to see their families, you know, after the processing, and then they were never given back.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely wrong. I think the government's gone about it in the wrong way. And my heart does really go out to those people because they are good people. They're trying to raise good families, and they have this religion, something that's been going on for all these generations, and something that, you know, they're just not going to give up that easy. But people don't realize how fast these people produce. I myself have 121 grandchildren, and last week I had my 59th great-grandchild.
Wow.
And that's just for my children. And my husband had 58 children, another brother had 56, another 47, and on and on and on. So you can see that from one family how fast this movement is growing.
Absolutely. And if you want to check out her book, you can go to IreneSpencerBooks.com to see Shattered Dreams and others. Do you have other works out there?
I have just sold my second book, and it's called Cult Insanity, Polygamy Prophets and Blood Atonement. And it'll be out in May of 2009.
Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. So, again, you know, how does this situation end? It almost seems to me like I would like a person like yourself to go and talk to at least the children that are being detained and try to give them an overview of what, you know, outside life is like. But then on the other end, you know, that they may want to hook back up with their mother, maybe not their father. Again, I don't know what's going on in these homes, you know, to try to have that separate type of family.
Well, you know, my first cousin, her name is Kristen Decker, she just barely went down there to try to see her sister, who is my first cousin also, and tried to get to see her, and they would not allow her to. And she actually was in People magazine, last week's People magazine, about her trip down there. But they won't even allow. They just came to the gate, and she told them who she was. And
it's
they came
criminal.
Back and said, hey, she's okay.
It's criminal, Irene. I thank you so much for being on the show. Shattered Dreams is the book. We'll be back to the Alex Jones program after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back. About a half an hour left on the broadcast. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm not going to be doing 5 hours of radio for y'all. I just can't handle. But you can catch the refeed over at Infowars.com. It's going to be looping for the next 24 hours until you get to hear my pretty voice again on the flip tomorrow. We're going to take callers in this last half an hour. I hope that one guy calls back. I think he did. But before we do that, I do want to address Greg in New Jersey. I know he got cut off while we were talking to Peter Dale Scott. And again, you're going to want to listen to this refeed if you didn't catch the entire 4 hours. I mean, first hour was Bob Chapman, All About Your Finances. Had a great hour with Peter Dale Scott. Spent 30 minutes with William Lewis of Washington, You're Fired. And we just got off the phone with Irene Spencer and her take on that that Texas Mormon raid. Now, addressing Greg, he was talking about a lot of the fighter jets that morning and how they have fighter jets throughout the world or throughout the country manned and ready to go. Well, that morning they're running Northern Vigilance, Vigilant Guardian, Global Guardian, and in fact we only had about 14 fighter jets in the continental United States of America. The other ones were flown out by Alaskan airspace, Russian airspace, in this mass drill. Now, if you listen to some of the audio tapes from NORAD that are now public, I think they released them last month for the public. You can get the MP3s or the WAV files, whatever. You listen to those, And you find out, wow, look at all these other hijackings they're having. Oh, wait a minute. These guys are running drills. Like literally, these guys in F-16s are wiring back, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're running a drill. Can we come back and land now? So, you know, that's probably how they crippled air defenses that morning, and then they covered up, you know, what went on by destroying those FAA tapes. And the FAA had little to no say in the 9/11 commission. I know because I have the hearing. That's the hearing with, I think it's Eberhardt's there. Myers is there, and then they go through and they have the head of the FAA, and he's pretty vocal, but they don't let him talk much. He basically says, look, there were hijacking procedures. We followed those. Anything else is ludicrous, and they just don't let him speak up. He also revealed the fact that there were two military men in the room at all times while the FAA was going through this whole crisis. So, you know, the info's out there. I'm just telling you all to go check it out. A great place to check it out is Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, and, of course, JonesReport.com. And that's just only a few of the websites that Alex and the good people over here maintain. All right, let's take our first caller. Let's take Joe from Nevada. Joe, are you with me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, guys. So the first time I called, I just wanted to say that you guys, you, Alex, everybody, you guys are my heroes. I look up to you guys a lot. I've been basically involved in the truth movement for about 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of hard to, you know, you talk to someone about it, and either they don't care, or they're too scared to admit it, or they just don't even want to look, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but, like, my dad, for instance, he was a diehard Republican, you know, neocon type guy,
mm-hmm.
and all I did was I brought a couple videos over his house, and I showed him Terror Storm was the first one,
mm-hmm.
and he just... his mind was blown, and then all he wanted to do was research. I gave him all the websites and everything, and
mm-hmm.
so like he's a real prominent guy in his town. He's like he's a local doctor, and he's got a couple practices, and he's big in the church and stuff. And he's been talking to all his patients and all his fellow churchgoers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what
it's
we need
like
to do.
Spreading it like wildfire, you know?
Yeah, and that's the way to do it. I mean, again, everybody's not going to be receptive to this information, and
someone,
I think what's that?
And actually looks at it. It's impossible not to, you know?
I'd say it's 90% impossible not to admit that there's something wrong. There's that 10% of the population, like that guy that calls into me and toes the official line no matter what. But if you listen to these guys, like he quoted Dylan from this debate that myself and Dylan had with Mark Roberts and Ronald White. And
yeah,
this is a guy. Yeah, and this is a guy who says that, you know, Oswald killed Kennedy all alone and there's no conspiracy about anything. And you'll bring up the ISI wire transfer and the, oh, that was only in the Times of India. Well, you know, we've confirmed it with Joseph Biden. Bob Graham talked about meeting with the guy. There's no doubt that he helped fund the hijackers. The ISI, Pakistani intelligence, is so close to U.S. intelligence, we set them up. You know, they were set up. They were set up as the funding arm of the hijackers so that we could use Pakistan as a launching base to go into Afghanistan. That's the bottom line.
Exactly.
That's what happened there. And,
exactly.
You know, we need to keep spreading this information. One of my tools is that I have Building 7, the video of it coming down, on my phone. So if I get into a conversation with somebody,
exactly.
I can say...
I do, too.
Yeah, it's the way
too.
To go.
That's the same thing I do. People don't even know that Building 7 collapsed that day. They're like, what's Building 7?
Yeah, well, I try to show them that...
It's a 47-story skyscraper that collapsed in freefall speed.
See, I show them that before I even mention anything, and they go to me, what was that, a Vegas demolition?
Yeah.
And I go, no, actually, that's the third building that was blown up on... 9/11, they're like third building, and then you just go into what was in it. It was a major spook house. There's a million ways to do it, Joe. Keep up the efforts, man. Double your efforts. Just keep on keeping it on. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller, Anonymous in Texas. Are you there, Anonymous?
Hello. I know of another abusive mind control cult in Sherman, Texas, and they put up a forum called faithchurch.informme.com where they detail their abuse experiences, and they're asking for publicity and new members to the forum. I thought I might mention that possible story, and just want to thank you for having Mrs. Spencer on and, you know, raising awareness about abusive mind control cults.
No, absolutely, and she was excellent. You know, she, even though she acknowledged that, you know, these people are abusive and in mind control, she also acknowledged, hey, the government shouldn't be overstepping their bounds, and they should go the route of due process.
That's true. I also heard they were trying to build a road through that compound. Maybe that's why they stole their land.
Well,
they're trying
to. It's probably why it's a main priority now. You know, and that, and just, again, creating the precedent that they can come in without a warrant and take your family away. You know, and again, it's not like I'm endorsing
hideous
polygamy. Yeah, it is hideous, and it's disgusting, man. What was the website again?
It's a forum. It's faithchurch.informe.com/forum.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's shoot to David in Missouri. David, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes.
I was wanting to address your last guest. I realize that there's abuse in all cultures and beliefs, and that there's going to be problems. But what do you call what they've done to us in public school and to set us down as kids and throw pornography at us, give us Ritalin, heroin? I mean, I know all kinds of people that have died and committed suicide. I might not be related to them if I was in that kind of set up where it was all family, I guess you would, but compare the numbers just to people you know and talk about abuse. We as a people have been brainwashed completely.
Well, I'm with you there, man. I mean, especially in the public school systems that now want to take your DNA without any kind of a permission slip or awareness to your parents. They have cameras all over the schools. There's been programs like DARE and others since I was a kid. You know, there's no doubt that the public school system is totally to indoctrinate us into, you know, this new world order, this new age mentality. But, you know, on the other end, I would say that, you know, when you do have 10 or 11 wives and you have 50 or 60 children and you're brought up a certain way, that is definitely another form of mind control.
It's different. I mean, everybody should be in agreement. I don't have any problem with it, and I don't come from polygamy or anything like that. But I do see the biblical background for it, as far as just populating the earth. And, you know, it's. I would say that people like the ones in Texas, from what I saw, I mean, I would ask that person, how many thefts and stealing, how many incidents of auto theft or murder do they have in their society?
Well,
it's
a good point, but I just can't get into how wrapped up they are into their religion.
Well, I agree with that.
Feel like you should have free will, and a lot of these people growing up in these types of situations have anything but free will and less of a chance to attain free will. Again, I'm not endorsing what they did.
Sure,
they shouldn't have been going in there and taking those kids.
These people, most of these people, and they kind of catch on to not having birth certificates and license and things like that, which as far as the churches go out there, as far as a marriage license, you know, everybody needs to start asking themselves, why would they have a marriage license? The state never got permission over marriage as far as the Bible's concerned. I don't know where they got it. But what you're forming there is a contract. It's a social contract. It's a legal agreement. And that gives them a lot of power.
I agree with you, man. I totally agree with you on that point, David. I thank you for the call. Let's move on to the next caller. Let's go to Michael in South Carolina.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I want to ask you something. What makes you think that we're not already in martial law, amongst other things? You make a good point.
I wouldn't say that we're not in martial law. I'd just say it's not to the extreme point like it is, say, in New York City. You know, I'm from New York.
Well, let's say the first level.
We might even be past the first level, man. I mean, what I consider total and complete martial law is when you see, first of all, the police are the military. Okay, posse comitatus is completely.
Well, I agree 100% with that.
Yeah,
but
right.
let's what is that a normal person to do about that? And getting into the question of martial law. Going back 2 years ago, I've been involved with it. I'm a research analyst, and what amazes me, you pinpoint everything, and it doesn't matter if the planes hit the building or not. The planes is not what brought the three buildings down at all. There's just no way. It doesn't matter if the planes were there or not. They came down demolition style, and all the evidence is there. But the point is, and no one wants to get deep, except, well, Alex Jones pretty much gets into it. What's to be done? I think these people are above the law, this Illuminati group, or whatever group they are. They're above the law, and what are you going to do about it?
I'm just trying to get people to go to action, man. I mean, you know, my movies are a way not only to educate people, but hopefully motivate people. I mean, if you saw the extras of Loose Change Second Edition, you know, it's me, Dylan, and Corey in the New York City subway on 9/11 2005 on the 4th anniversary. You know, putting up flyers all over the place, We had about 50 DVDs at that point to go hand out and talk to people. You know, the next year, we had 2,000 people down there in Investigate 9/11 shirts and 10,000 DVDs. There's only so much I can do as one man, you know? But together, I feel like...
Senator, I asked the senator in my state, are they going to reinvestigate 9/11 due to the outstanding evidence of the sulfate that was found?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, we didn't think that was would be necessary as a direction to find what of the overall picture of why the terrorists struck the two buildings.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you look at that NIST report, it's 10,000 pages.
Do you believe that?
Oh, I don't. I totally believe it. Look, we have a NIST report of 10,000 pages where they describe the collapse mechanism, quote unquote, and then say global collapse ensues. And then when John Gross, one of the authors of this report, is confronted about it, he says, well, the video speaks for itself, so we didn't do any scientific calculations to find out how the rest of the building fell. I mean, and then you look at their actual tests, and, okay, the floors were subjected to longer and hotter fires, and guess what? They didn't collapse. They barely sagged.
There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Everybody on this radio station understands that the towers were detonated. Mm-hmm. They came down and demolition stopped. There's no doubt about that. I mean, there's no assumption about it happened. Mm-hmm. Everyone listening out there knows that it happened. The next mm-hmm. step is, what are we going to do? Now, this is the next step. Have you ever heard of the Iran Burse? It's their own market exchange of oil.
No, I'm not quite familiar.
.com, Iran, BURSE.com,
mm-hmm.
and that will explain everything of why we're going to initiate war with Iran, because they sell their oil out in the international market. And whatever country currency they have. The United States has made it mandatory to trade in the U.S. dollar. Iran is trading with whatever in international country wants to buy their oil, whether it's in Japanese yen or the euro.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know the domination of the euro president
sure.
right now.
Sure.
So that is deteriorating the U.S. economy. Now, their next game plan is to go into Iran. They have to in order to secure the Mideast.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, it's a great place to get resources, and it's a great landmass to really put a Eurasian military presence in. And really, I mean, Saudi Arabia is already our buddy. We took over Afghanistan. We've taken over Iraq. Iran is smack dab in the middle of those countries. We already have dealings with Pakistan. I mean, obviously, we're close to their intelligence apparatus. I thank you for the call, Michael. We're going to move on to Lex in Washington. Lex, are you with us?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on what Alex was talking about with the police and their brutality and all of that stuff.
Sure.
But, you know, I sent you all a letter that's the subject line is letter to law enforcement, and I think that it says it the best. I'm not that good at speaking, but... Mm-hmm. As far as putting it in words on paper, it's there. And if you read it over the air every day, it's going to send some shockwaves through their little blockade of apathy.
All right, Lex, I'll definitely check that out. Obviously, you know, we got a ton of emails here, and I think Dykes goes through most of them and then Tim in the back. But I'll look out for that one. All right, let's move on to another caller. Let's go to Issa in North Carolina. Issa, are you there? Oh, Issa. Let's go to James in California, then.
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Yeah, man. Like, I just can't take how our society has been right now. Like, you know, I noticed it in school growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in high school, how you're supposed to, like, break free and, you know, just be cool after that. But people never broke free, man. They're like, they have the same pathetic little... petty structures that they had before, and like they haven't made any new friends, and they're all like scared of Al-Qaeda, and it's really pathetic, man.
Well, not only that, they're taught to be a certain way, man. I mean, they're taught to have, you know, the latest haircut, the popped collar, you know, and that I don't care attitude, and the most important thing is where am I getting drunk or high tonight to meet chicks, you know, and you know what's on the TV concerning my favorite sports team. These are the cool social norms. It's not cool to be involved in politics. It's not cool to know, you know, the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. Unfortunately, those aren't put into us as essential. And it was like I was saying earlier, you know, how many people do you know out there that actually know what the three branches of government are?
they don't know. And, like, on top of that, like, you know, being cool has gone out of style. It's all about being petty and, like, you know, how you can stab somebody in the back or be a little minion spy, and it's really pathetic, man.
Well, yeah, I'm with you, man, but I keep pushing on. I mean, I remember when I was first talking about 9/11, literally 6 months after the attacks in New York, and I lost a lot of friends, you know, and some of my family wouldn't talk to me at times. And that's been a complete 180 for me. Those same people call me all the time. They congratulate me on my work. They apologize to me. You know, they keep up with what I do. They tune into radio programs like this. And I would just say, man, you got to keep trying. You got to keep pushing it. Maybe you got to use a method to fool that type of people to get introduced to this type of information. I thank you for the call, man. We're going to take calls on the last 10 minutes on the other side. Remember, the rebroadcast is over at Infowars.com. You can listen to the refeed 24/7 until we come back tomorrow. The Alex Jones Show will be back after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
USSimpleFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USSimpleFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USSimpleFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USSimpleFlags.org. That's USSimpleFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Gates of hell, but I won't back down.
underground. I won't back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are back. Gotta love the Tom Petty. I think he's on tour. I gotta go check him out. I've never seen Tom Petty live. I could use a little heartbreakers in my life. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, the refeed is 24/7 over at Infowars.com. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you can watch a little video feed for the last hour. And just a lot of great things going on over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only all of Alex Jones's great documentary films, but third-party films, his weekly report, which, folks, is just going to get better and better as he expands. And really just a lot of exciting things happening over at the InfoWars and Prison Planet offices. I'm stoked, and I'm especially stoked for the release of the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. You can get a sneak peek of that over at the Alamo Draft House Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Remember, folks, it's probably not going to be available to you on Infowars.com until, I would say, mid-June, maybe even early July. God knows. But it is an awesome, awesome project. Again, Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Gary Hart, and many, many others. Jam-packed is what it is. Geraldo Rivera. Let's not forget Geraldo gets a nice little spot in that film. All right, let's take possibly our last caller since we only have a few minutes left. Let's go to Sean in Michigan. Sean, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. I just have a question. I know you guys were probably talking about this a little bit earlier. I wasn't listening. But it's about the economy. I know our economy is going down and the dollar is going down. And I just want to know, like, what is the strategy for them crashing our dollar?
All right, I'll tell you right now, man. It's really simple. All right. We used to live in a country where our dollar, for instance, was pitted against the euro, and the euro was 75 cents to our dollar. The euro is now about $1.40, $1.41 to our dollar, all right? We used to live in a country where our dollar was compared to about 80 cents, 85 cents to Canada. Our dollar is now below a Canadian dollar. It's like $1.01 to $1 or $1.10. In fact, I know a lot of Canadians that no longer will even accept U.S. Federal Reserve notes. So on that tier, we are now almost equal to Canada. In fact, members of the Canadian Parliament have proposed that we go on parity with the loonie and the toonie. The loonie and the toonie are the $1 and $2 coins. So in other words, a dollar there will be a dollar here. Now, the peso has never been worth a lot. But if we devalue the dollar enough so that it's close to the peso or almost on par with the peso, then our economic overlords are going to come forward and they're going to say, well, you know, our dollar's really close to the Canadian dollar, and it's really close to the Mexican dollar, and we've built this infrastructure. It really makes sense to merge into a new currency, just like they did with the euro, man. And from that new currency, just like the European Union started out as supposedly a trade agreement, they're going to build their own constitution, and they're going to have their own laws and rules and regulations, and that's why the SPP agreement has happened. It's the Securities and Prosperity Partnership. Check it out. If you missed the first three, 4 hours maybe of this program, if you're just tuning in, you need to go to Infowars.com, check out the refeed, become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, go get American Drug War, Washington, You're Fired. It's all here, baby, and we'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.